Plow through, am I right?
Plow through like Mike's wedding night. By the way, we're recording. Speaking of recording, comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. What do you want to start with?
Happy.
I'm happy you went there.
Yeah,
you
are.
Boo.
I didn't like the joke.
You're a joke.
Your face is a joke. Don't drop that fucking mic.
Oh, I'm dropping that mic. Oh, where's the other mic at? I'm just going to keep dropping it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It should be here.
No, it's on that side.
Oh,
there you go.
It's in a case.
Drop the whole case.
I'm not going to drop the mic.
Must gently set down this mic after I say something.
Ooh.
There, I dropped it. Suck it! Happy, the TV show we've talked about before.
We are three episodes in.
This here podcast.
We're three episodes in.
We are three episodes in, if you guys didn't know that.
Newest episode comes out tonight as of recording. So by the time you listen to this, you will have four episodes to watch if you haven't been watching, which this part of the podcast is suggest to you politely that you should fucking watch that show.
The best part is you can watch the episodes for free.
Free?
For free.
What?
On sci-fi.com. That's sci-fi.com.
What's the website again?
sci-fi.com. Sci-fi.com.
Damn. Free?
Free.
You don't have to enter in your cable provider's information.
You would think that, but did you see me do it when I pulled it up?
I did not,
because I don't remember my sci-fi sign-in.
And that's not it. Well, not it is it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you can watch, if I'm not mistaken, on sci-fi, you can watch all the premieres of every new season. Happy is a new thing they're doing, so they're actually giving you all the episodes of the first season for free to watch with limited commercials, as you saw.
It's limited commercials on the
television too. Yeah,
and it gives you a cool little countdown to when the show comes back on, which I appreciate that a lot.
But yeah, the
time to get snacks.
The show is amazing.
It's pretty good.
As we discussed today before we were recording, they do a really good job of expanding on the world and giving us some backstory that we don't get in the book, which is cool because a lot of times, as Joe would point out, a lot of these shows and movies will actually skip over that stuff and not tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And his big gripe about that is, you know, that's obviously one of the reasons people who enjoy the book or books like that those details, because it builds the characters for you. But when you're doing a movie, you obviously can't because you're limited in amount of time, unless you're Peter Jackson, then you, you know, split movies up into four parts and stuff.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, of course. So with this, it's cool to see that they're expanding on it. But the best part is obviously because they're working with Grant Morrison, and he's co-writing the season.
Who wrote the comic book.
They're actually, you know, obviously he's like there to consult. And from the conversation at Comic-Con, he's completely down the way they've broken it apart. And they have a writer's room that they dish out each episode to, so that person will then write the episode, but the overarching outline of everything is already done. They're just filling in all the details, which you gotta think, man, those outlines have to be pretty steady and pretty heavy, because the detail thrown in there is just, every episode's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
this past episode 3 wasn't as funny as the other ones are. It was a lot darker and more
darker.
Sad. But it's still good, obviously. Still in theme with the show, but it's definitely it took a dark turn in this one. We saw
it started off much like the other ones did with the whole, you know, car thing, and then every flashback
progressively got worse.
Yeah, just worse and worse, and you realize it's obviously the same Christmas, you know, essentially the same day, but obviously many moons ago when it happens. But yeah, I mean, it's extremely well done. I like the way they shoot things, like the car chase. Instead of showing car is going through traffic, it's literally just a shot of Nick with the scenery passing him by and him moving around, like the car is going around corners and shit. I was like, that's actually pretty cool, because A, it's probably cheaper.
Way cheaper.
B, and it's like you're getting Happy's point of view of Nick driving the car, so... And of course, when he crashes it, and you can see the ground sliding by, the car is shooting up sparks, and of course, he stops and spills out glass. I was like, yikes.
Yeah, that was a crash.
Not the worst thing he's ever had in his mouth, but...
Nope.
No, not a pleasant one.
How do you know?
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. You saw those, knows. Those director cuts on the...
Yeah, SVU? Yeah. Yeah, man. Special Victims Unit. What was I going to say? But so far, I mean, the first three episodes, I think... Did we discuss how many episodes it's getting?
No, I don't think so.
You mentioned it.
I think I said...
Really. All right, over there?
I'm good. I'm looking stuff up. I'm typing and I'm thinking I'm... Doo-doo!
This is nine, right? I thought it was nine for some reason.
How many eight. Issues? It was...
Eight. So it was four issues.
Four issues.
Yeah. It is scheduled... First season is scheduled for eight episodes... that's funny. There's episode 6 is called Losing My Religion. Yep. Episode 4, tonight's episode is called Year of the Horse.
Be interesting.
Episode 5 title is a little bit
Yeah.
White Sauce, Hot Sauce.
Oh. Ugh. Gonna be a jizz joke in there somewhere.
But the best part is, what are we doing next Wednesday when that episode airs?
Hot sauce challenge.
Hot ones.
Hot ones.
What's the hot ones challenge, Cody?
What? I'm so glad you asked that, Mike. So the hot ones challenge is this. We will be sitting down with, hopefully, Taj.
Nope, it's not gonna happen.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm calling it now.
Next Wednesday, January 3rd, to celebrate our 200th episode, which will be recorded that day, but put up online on Friday, but we will be doing a Facebook Live video, just like today's Facebook Live video that is too late for you to hear right now.
But if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it,
go back and watch it.
Facebook page and watch this video.
But what we will be doing on there is we will be eating 10 progressively hot sauces on chicken nuggets and answering questions while dying on hot sauce.
See.
All for your enjoyment.
Your enjoyment.
And... to promote the fact that we're hitting 200
episodes. 200
episodes! 200 episodes!
Jesus fucking Christ, that's ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. Obnoxiously ridiculous.
And that's like 113 episodes of Joe actually saying something on him.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes, at least. in your face, bitch. Shit, I think he's considering the ones you weren't here on.
Well, I was just thinking that's like 50 episodes that Mike has been on.
Yeah. Ooh, at least when I'm here, I contribute something, you piece of shit.
Yeah, sometimes. What, playing on your phone?
Yeah.
And Twittering?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Anyways, you eat Taj's brownie?
Yeah, I eat
that. Are you going to finish that stool?
Shooter's full.
Shooter's full. I kill the leopard and make it a pence. So we'll be doing that. If you don't know what Hot Ones is, you can watch it on YouTube, First We Feast Network. They do it with celebrities, but we are just going to do it with us.
Local celebrities.
Yep, local celebrities and everyone's heroes.
Really, really local.
Very localized.
Very localized. Like
to this room.
So we will be going live roughly 6 p.m. next Wednesday, January 3rd. That's Mountain Time, so... You know, you have to figure what that is because, you know, we're Arizona and we don't have daylight savings then. But also, it'll be available to watch later on, too, if you don't want to watch live. But if you want to watch live, we were hoping that you will ask questions on the chat thing that pops up or say hello so we can distract ourselves from the burning heats building in our mouths and our stomachs.
Nah.
Because it's going to be rough. But yeah, it's happening next week.
So what's the video that they could watch right now?
The video you can watch right now is called The One Chip Challenge, where everyone's favorite Canadian, Joe will be eating the world's hottest tortilla chip made by Pocky. It is the Carolina Reaper chip.
Yep.
Yeah. You're going to eat that shit, huh?
I'm going to eat it.
That's pretty dumb.
Yep.
Not really.
Pretty stupid.
Look at this.
What's going to happen the week after?
Also not smart.
Oh, well, obviously.
It was pretty dumb.
The fact that you're going to, like, do this before that, real dumb.
Yeah. He's preparing. I mean, we haven't done shit.
Yeah.
No, I've been preparing. I've been eating spicy foods. Spicy foods. A lot of spicy foods lately.
A lot of spicy foods.
I feel that's a lie.
That is a lie. I've been eating normal foods, but in my head, it's like a Rocky montage going on. Me just eating spicy shit, just, getting ready for
just slowly big, getting it up. And,
well, easy. I'm very quick to get it up.
Slowly right. getting it up.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sure.
So if you die eating this chip tonight, which everyone can go back and watch, hopefully you're not dying.
Hopefully.
What of yours do we get?
None.
What?
None.
I don't get nothing?
No.
Cody don't get nothing?
No.
What? I can understand me, but you've been friends with Cody longer. No. Like, he should at least get something.
Because I died.
Well, yeah.
During this.
Yeah.
Which means none of you fuckers even tried to save me.
Your mouth is on fire. So
can't
no.
give you CPR, obviously. But I think.
Could call 911.
Well, obviously we would, but we don't know how fast that chip's going to kill you.
Does 911 get us the morgue or just the ambulance?
You're the one that knows that stuff.
I know. I'm just kidding. You totally get the morgue. You get the morgue that way. Someone died. Okay, cool.
Straight to the morgue.
Right, take his organs.
Wait, so, what? Yeah, tune in now if you haven't already done so and watch Joe die and all his shit go to auction or something, I guess. I don't know. Fucking asshole.
All his shit go to auction?
That's how it works.
Some
have the contents of the trash can in my bathroom.
All right.
That's something, man.
Yeah.
Now, let me clarify. Before we do this, can I fill those trash cans up with some good stuff?
The current content.
Ah, that's garbage.
It literally is garbage.
What are you doing?
First official photos.
Of?
Han Solo.
Oh, shit.
And Lando.
And Lando.
And Chewie.
Oh, shit, dog.
Okay.
Let me see. I can't really see that well. That's it.
Who's the girl in the background?
Amelia Clark.
And who's she playing, I mean?
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
I'm guessing a female lead.
Do you think that they just use the same Chewie suit?
Not the new one.
Not the new one?
New one's got gray hair.
Oh, that's true. It
does. It's supposed to be younger Chewie. But it is officially the new actor, the guy that took over for Mayhew.
That's cool.
He's the one that did most of the action scenes in Force Awakens. I think all of his scenes in Last Jedi, but he's fully in this one.
Oh, that's cool.
What are you most excited about this movie?
Tell you the truth, this story. I want to know what they're doing with it. I want to know what we're in for. Because obviously it's got both Han and Lando in it. It could be the introduction of how the Millennium Falcon moved hands in there.
That seemed better be in there.
I do want the dice to be a thing. So when he wins it, you know, obviously he takes the dice and makes the hangs him up in the Millennium Falcon.
You think he makes the run in this one?
The Kessel run?
Could. Yeah. Depends. I mean, we don't know when that fell in the timeline, but yeah. Could. A kid.
Just every reference that they've ever made, they just do it in this one.
This is
movie.
Where you get your answers, folks.
Yep.
You excited the episode?
Finally,
the movie's not giving you
a
answers?
Star Wars movie giving you answers.
I'm going to tie up all the loose ends.
Like, they answered everything in Rogue One. There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
How'd you get the Death Star plans? This is how, bitches.
Kill them all off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't we see them? Death by Death Star.
Yep. They did their job.
Yep. So, that's pretty cool. Little pick share there. We're very close. I mean, we're literally 5 months away.
I bet.
So
do you want to give us a rundown of what's coming up and what for the first half of this new year?
Let's do. You want to go all the way through June?
Yeah.
Should have saved that page I was on earlier.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, wait, I did.
Oh.
Let's see. January. I'm just going to go over the big ones. Probably the three biggest ones for this. The first week is so great. First week's gonna be Insidious: The Last Key, so the newest in chapter in that.
Thumbs franchise. Up or thumbs down? Just off initial reactions. This is how we're gonna go through.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I'm trying to remember the second one, if it was any good or not.
I barely liked the first one, so
yeah.
Oh,
I guess since I'll go with thumbs down because I don't care.
Yeah, fuck them.
I give a thumbs down.
Right. Oh, okay. January 10th will be the nationwide release of The Room.
That's weird.
What the hell is that?
One of the cats attacking the doorway.
Tiny little monster trying to break in.
Yeah, ruining my carpet. Tommy Wiseau's movie, national release that day.
Well, obviously it's a thumbs down.
Yeah,
it's the worst movie ever made.
It is,
but I do want to see it.
Yeah,
because I saw The Disaster Artist and I enjoyed it. But also, side note to The Disaster Artist, Tommy Wiseau not a good guy.
No,
I don't like this person. No, I don't want him to complete
dirtbag. Yeah,
yeah, I want him to fail at life. I want him to get hit by a car in real life for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So
hey, he's not good people. Shit.
I do want to see a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Fuck. Really?
Go away, cat.
Jesus. It's probably Bandit.
I sense the windows open.
You're right. January 12th, we have The Commuter, Proud Mary, and Paddington 2.
The Commuter was the one with Leslie Nielsen.
Yes. Leslie Nielsen came back from the dead.
Way different.
It's his last movie he ever completed before he died like 7 years ago. For a while. Yep. We're waiting for our time, guys. For our time. Yes, The Commuter is the one with Liam Neeson.
I watched another Taken on a Train.
Fuck yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
So that's that. Technically, there's another movie that I'm interested in that week, too. It's called The Polka King, Jack Black, but it's a Netflix movie. So it's not Polka theaters. King? The Polka King, yeah.
Polka. Like,
polka.
You know, Weird like, Al Polka.
Like Home Alone?
We're going to ignore that one.
Yeah.
January 19th is 12 Strong. That's the one with Thor on horses.
Oh yeah, the
Afghanistan the movie
after 9/11 one. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Michael Shannon.
Yep. You also have Den of Thieves. That's the Gerard Butler, 50 Cent, and a bunch of other people.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is in that one.
Already
too.
The best actor in that family.
Yep.
Because Ice Cube is a terrible actor.
Yes, he is.
Boom.
January 26th is The Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
Nobody give a fuck about that movie.
Cody really does.
I do. I would like to watch that movie. You seen
the other ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
In theaters? Read the books.
I've read the books, too.
I don't care if the fuck you read the books.
Yeah.
Did you see the other ones in theaters, though?
Yeah. I've seen them with them.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, sucker.
Garbage-ass movies.
You're a garbage-ass movie.
They look like garbage-ass movies.
See? Here you go, judging things.
Did you ever actually see any of them?
No.
Yeah. Oh. He's a piece of shit.
Fair enough.
The first one's the best one by far.
Way to be a Cody. Mike.
Way to judge stuff before you actually give it a chance.
It looks like trash, though.
You're trash.
Are they trash?
You look like trash.
Are they trash?
No, they're fun.
They're fun.
Is the second one okay?
Yeah, I mean, they lose a lot of what's in the book, but...
That's trash.
They're getting somewhere. No, shut the fuck up, trash. Jesus Christ.
High and mighty book person on you.
Yeah. February. February 2nd... Still without a title, is his nickname Cloverfield sequel. It'd be the third in the Cloverfield line if you don't know that.
What's the premise behind this one?
This one is a group of astronauts are trapped on the space station when a cataclysmic event happens on Earth.
All right. You want to give a brief rundown of what the whole Cloverfield movies are now?
Cloverfield, the first one, is... basically, it's an alien monster wreaks havoc on TJ Miller and friends. Cloverfield Lane was supposedly the same event just later on in a different part of New York. And that one happens to do in a bunker that John Goodman's crazy ass built because he knew it was happening, but nobody wanted to listen to him. And... we've talked about this movie on here before, but what I like about that movie a lot is they, up until the last, 20 minutes of the movie,
if that,
they legit make you think it's just a fucking, it's just him being fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the one lady, you never see her, have, any crazy diseases on her, and they're like, oh, she's dead, you can't go out there, and then they make the terribly made hazmat suit to go out there eventually. He melts the dude with acid, which is fucking crazy. That's super premeditated. And you find out, obviously, the whole thing's premeditated. And then she gets out, and sure enough, aliens are attacking, and they come right the fuck after her. They're like, oh, let's go get this human. Let's do this. Yeah, so this new one.
So are they all supposed to be connected?
They are. Way? So connect whatever the event is that's happening, that's what they're all connected by.
So this is same event happening.
Just a different perspective, just like Cloverfield Lane was, yeah. 10 Cloverfield Lane was. Also that week is Winchester, which I have a feeling is going to be a terrible, terrible horror movie. It's about the Winchester Mansion, if you don't know what the Winchester Mansion is.
I thought we were doing that. Supernatural.
No, they've been awesome. Supernatural movie called just called Winchester, like they did with Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
Serenity. This is based on the building of the Winchester Mansion, and a guy goes there to document it. I think for insurance reasons, because that bitch is like spending all her money, and they're trying to figure out why and stop her because obviously they want her money. And there's real ghosts or whatever. But if you haven't been to Winchester Mansion in San Jose, it's fantastic, by the way.
Nope, never have.
We need to go there.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
Okay.
And I want to go there during Halloween season because they do flashlight tours of not only the mansion, but they do the graveyard too.
Let's plan on it this year.
There's a huge graveyard there. It's weird.
Let's plan on it this year.
Okay, let's do it. This year? A little late.
Well, this coming year.
Mike? That's what you did there.
Mike?
Your jokes.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm like,
why not?
Because he's a bitch. You know he's a bitch.
Do we have I'm to afraid replace you someone's going to
jump out and scare me, and I'm going to punch a real person and get in trouble.
That's their fucking fault.
Okay. It sounds like you're taking the macho end of things. I think your actual fear is that you're going to shit yourself. You're going to scream like a little girl.
If I shit myself, I'm definitely punching somebody.
Closest person to me gets punched.
Yeah,
for me, shit my pants.
Could be one of those people who jumped out and scared me. I ain't going to deny I might shit my pants. I shit my pants 8 times a year on average. That's fair. I'm just worried about punching somebody I'm not supposed to punch.
You almost have one pooping your pants a month average?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not a month. 8. There's 12 months. That's way less than a month. No, you said
almost.
Almost. Yeah. That's almost. You were very close
It's 4.
And you said by average, by the way.
I've only shit my pants 7 times. So we're doing real good.
Yeah, I mean,
we still got just time for
you
got
4 days.
Fair enough.
You got 4 days. Countdown is on, kids.
Will Mike shit his pants again?
Well, we know it won't be if it's next week. That's one for 2018.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, February 9th. Almost nothing I want to see on this this year day. 50 Shades Freed.
Ooh.
The 1517 to Paris, which is the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, okay, about the what was that one? The terrorist attack,
Attack, yeah. The terrorist bombing.
But it's like the real people are in it?
Yes, he's the real people.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That means the movie's not gonna be good though.
Yeah, I mean, usually yeah. The trailer does not look good. If you haven't seen it yet.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, but most regular people aren't good acting. Oh. So and then you also have Peter Rabbit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Voiced by
what's his name? James Corden. General Hux is in that too.
Cool karaoke.
General Hux is in that.
Oh, that is him, huh?
Yeah.
Weird.
Donald Gleason. February 16th is the big one. Black Panther. Marvel's Black Panther.
Yeah.
Technically. Nice.
Yeah, that's the first one I'm real excited about.
Yep. And oddly enough, going up against a family movie from a bunch of British kids named Early Man. People who made Wallace and Gromit, the claymation stop motion stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's a bad choice that they go against because Black Panther's really not going to appeal to a lot of younger audiences, I think, most part. I mean, it's a superhero movie, but not as much like, you know, family wise, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like putting it up against Star Wars.
Yeah.
Terrible fucking choice. By the way, Jumanji still hasn't broken 100 million, by the way.
Domestically.
No, globally.
No, it has.
Oh, did it? I didn't see the number.
Way past it.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good to hear. February 23rd, I would say 2 movies stand out here. Game Night with Jason Bateman and a bunch of people. I think your girl, Kristen Bell, is in that too, right?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
The one where they go like a bunch of adult friends go to a house to do like game night and like the breaks in like a bunch of robbers break in and they kidnap one of them.
Nope.
Yeah, I know you watched the trailer.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
And then Annihilation, the new
Mortal Kombat movie.
No. The movie based on the book, the one with Natalie Portman, Alex Garland wrote and directed.
It passed through the shimmering thing, and they're it.
Yeah, that one. March 2nd is one movie I'm going to see. I didn't realize it was coming out this soon. Is Death Wish, the remake of Death Wish with John McClane.
Oh, yeah.
And then Alpha. Not going to see this one. Not going to see Alpha. Alpha's the one with the caveman where the kid falls off because of the buffalo, and he breaks his leg and has to and somehow knows how to reset it.
Right.
Yeah. And then becomes friends with the wolf.
Yeah.
After braining the wolf. So, yeah, probably not going to see that one. Looks super sad. But I will be seeing Death Wish because it looks fucking violent as balls because Eli Roth, I mean. Right. Now. That dude's, it's, you know, he's going to be fucked up somehow. March 9th, you have A Wrinkle in Time.
Starring
everybody,
Oprah.
Oprah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm sold on this movie yet.
Not yet, no.
The little kids look like they're terrible actors.
It just doesn't look like a good story.
Have you ever read the book?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's based on a book, by the way.
Yes, I know it's based on a book, but what they show in the trailers.
Yeah, no, it does not look good at all. No.
Story to me.
Yeah, I think they misfired on this. But
the book could be absolutely fantastic.
The book is really good, yeah.
It is really good?
Yeah, it's really good. You have the sequel to Strangers called Strangers Pray at Night. I think it's just they made a mistake with making this one. I loved the first Strangers movie.
What was this Strangers movie?
Strangers is where the group, a couple, gets basically menaced by a bunch of people in masks. It's based on the Charles Manson murders. Oh, a couple
right.
of them.
You, yeah, okay, I remember you seeing
one guy
that.
Has a burlap sack over his head. One lady has the baby.
Yeah, that was the one you guys went to Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights Halloween. Had that, yeah, yeah.
Well, not Halloween Horror Nights, but...
But we. That's a different one. That's a different movie. You're thinking about like, Keep Watching?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, that was a different movie. That was fun, too. That was just... That movie just fucked up. No, this is the one... So this one came out years ago. It had Dennis from It's Always Sunny, Philadelphia, was in it for a little bit, and then he got his face shot off by a shotgun by his friend, by accident, of course.
Oh, okay. The Strangers.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler?
Liv Tyler was in it.
She was? Wow. Yeah.
Scott Speedman.
Let's get a nationwide release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but it's a horror movie, so it was like a... I mean, most horror movies are low budget, but it was like a lesser-known one. It kind of came out of nowhere. And when anytime you find out it's based on Charles Manson stuff, people kind of shy away from it because it's not exactly the...
Not exactly.
Nicest guy in the world. So, I don't know. The sequel, it doesn't look as good to me. I think the first one was more of a hit because it was lesser known and it was fucked up too. And the audio design on that movie was fucking so good.
Yeah.
Like, not to get be all nerdy, but dude, because what they do is the guy in the burlap mask has a raspy breathing, and so you'd hear it moving as he's stalking him. Oh, man. It's fucked up.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah. And you can hear when the audio is so good. When they talk through the masks, you can hear their voices reverberate off the plastic or whatever. Oh, God, that was so good. I highly recommend that movie if you haven't seen it. The first one. I can't vouch for the second one yet. March 16th, the reboot of the Tomb Raider franchise. It's called Tomb Raider. Yep. I don't know why I built that up so much. I could have just said Tomb Raider. But
it is a rebuilding of the Tomb
Raider. It is, yeah. Going more towards the newer video games than it does the older ones. More action based versus puzzle solving nonsense. Yeah, pretty fun.
I want to see it because it really does look like it's going to be the video game.
Yeah, and the newer video games are fantastic.
I really want to see another trailer for it first. Because that first trailer looked rough to me.
It's that one line that threw you off, for sure. That I'll take 2-1.
That pissed me off. Yeah. But the whole trailer just looked unfinished.
It was super early too.
Yeah,
we saw it way back in September, right? I think it was. And the movie doesn't come out until March, so yeah. So I think it's the only thing coming out that month that I know of that it's going to be good. Not that month. Another month is jam packed with stuff. Justin and Aaron's new movie, I think, comes out in March. And that could be this one, this untitled A24 horror movie. I can't remember if A24 is the one that picked them up or not. So the new one, the Endless.
Endless, okay. Did they re-release the... or?
There's no official trailer yet for it because it was festival only. They showed a...
But I'm just trying to remember what this one was about.
This is about... they actually are starring in this one. So they wrote, directed it, shot it, and are in it. And right. they play brothers who escaped a death cult to later go back because they wanted to find out what was going on.
Right.
Yeah,
so this isn't their documentary of Aleister Crowley.
No, this isn't the biopic, no.
Yeah.
No, that's still being worked out.
Okay.
This is their own invention, just like the other one was. And they did all the special effects on their own in this movie, too. Yeah, it's pretty dope. March 23rd, Pacific Rim Uprising.
I'm in.
Isle of Dogs, which is the new Wes Anderson stop motion. He's the one that did Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Right, but I'm just trying to think if I've seen anything for this one.
He's released one trailer already.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it then.
It looks pretty good. Obviously, Pacific Rim Uprising is probably our biggest one. Well, Mike might go see Sherlock Gnomes. Ah, he's paying attention. Just making sure.
Not going to see it?
But not going to see that? I'm a little shaky on the Pacific Rim, too, just really because you like Gnomeo, it looks Juliet. So much like a Transformers movie from the first trailer.
Yeah, whatever.
You're incorrect about that. Actually, you're not incorrect by that.
It looked a lot like a Transformers movie.
But I'm going to see it no matter what, and I'm not.
No, I'm definitely going to see it. I'm just iffy on it.
It kind of sounds like you're not really.
I'm not expecting it to be as good as the first one.
I'm going to see it, but I'm iffy on it.
Yep. And then March 30th, 1 week later, we have another big sci-fi movie.
What?
A little thing called Ready Player One.
Yeah.
I'm
sold. Want to go now?
Yeah, thumbs up. Three thumbs up, you know what I mean? Wink, wink, my penis. So, you know, we don't have to talk much about that. We've talked about it before.
Nope.
I don't know what that first movie is. That sounds dirty. First week of April. I don't know any of those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know those movies?
Uh-uh.
Weird.
I don't know any of those things. I don't know what that is. Show Dogs. I know what that one is. I didn't think it was getting national release, though.
About show? It's a
show about dogs, yeah.
Best in Show?
No, Show Dogs.
Best in Show was pretty funny.
Best Show was really funny. April 13th, you got the New Mutants, the first horror movie in the X-Men franchise from, obviously from Fox at the time.
Yeah. Be interesting.
Yeah, it's the first trailer was very interesting. I just don't know how much they're going to go into having abilities and all that stuff like that. So it should be interesting. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
April 20th, we have the remake of Overboard.
Not too...
I watched this trailer and I was like, I don't know if I like this or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, the trailer looked rough.
Yeah, like it was like, yo, like this didn't need to go to theaters, right? This should have been like...
It doesn't look like a theatrical movie.
Yeah, no. It is direct to TV.
And it's not a... gender swap thing that's bugging me. It's just the look of it looks like a budgeted ass fucking TV movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. It was funny because when I watched the trailer, I was like, wasn't she the one that had the on the head in the first one? And I was like, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe I just don't remember this movie.
But like, also, like that premise doesn't really work anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because like nowadays, internet
it was far fetched in the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's the 80s, and this dude didn't want to see his wife anymore. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, now if you're a rich dude and you go missing, like...
Well, building off of that, there's more things. Like, in the 80s, you didn't have the ability to just, like...
Google yourself?
Google, you know...
Especially if you're that big and powerful, you know?
Reverse image search or...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know, so...
And now, yeah...
And plus, the original one took place on an island, didn't it? This one doesn't...
No, it was on a boat, and they went to Florida... right? Ooh. I think it was in Florida.
It's a coastal town.
But it was a coastal area Florida. Where it was, it seemed to be more isolated, whereas this looks literally
it's like... Definitely it's definitely like a small town.
Yeah.
Yeah, where this looks like it's more of a port town where it's a lot more people there, so it's going to be...
Yeah, I don't know. But also that week, we have Rampage.
I'm in. Just looks like a good action movie.
We also have Super Troopers 2.
I mean, don't even have to watch any trailers for that.
Nope. Nope. Not at all, man. Just give it to me.
As long as I'm laughing by the end of the movie, it's a good movie.
I'm sure at one point you'll laugh at it.
That's what I'm saying.
Imagine if you didn't.
But there's one funny part at the end. I laugh. I'm good.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But there probably will be a lot more.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't realize that movie was coming out already. Jeff Wadlow's new movie, Truth or Dare, comes out on the 27th. It's weird. I didn't know that was coming out already. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's not going to draw any big business. May 4th, though. May 4th has a wee little movie that I think a couple people are waiting to see.
Which is?
Avengers Infinity War.
I might want to go see that, maybe.
Might give that a thumbs up. What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to watch it,
he says. I'm going to watch it. That was Mike being enthusiastic about a movie.
I'm going to watch that shit.
Now, listen here, girl. I'm going to watch that shit.
Elk Cove, Oregon. Overboard. That's where it takes
place. Oh, is it Oregon? Really?
It was Oregon.
Wow, I don't remember that movie at all.
Yep.
Maybe that's why I forgot that it was him, that was her that had the knock on the noggin, not him.
Super creepy when you think about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is,
again,
like,
in the 80s,
yeah.
You get away with it.
Cofield 80s, man. No rules. Put your back on.
You feel like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, it's like, yo, that's...
this is a horror movie.
Pretty sure it's kidnapping and mistreatment. Yeah, I don't know. I just... It was weird to me.
Weird is there's like direct scenes.
Oh yeah.
Lifted from the original movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the trailer, I was like, is this literally just a shot for shot modernized remake? Because that's what the trailer made it seem like.
Fuck it.
A little bit, with the exception of like the setup, which was the only thing I thought was weird. You know, in the original movie, that's what he did. He was a carpenter in Elk Cove, Oregon. Here, you know, she was like studying to be a some sort of doctor, and she can only pay her way by doing a cleaning service. But now the things was thrown overboard, so she
like
can't.
Like his tools.
This is where we get, where you get into the similarities.
And that's like, literally 8 seconds in the trailer, so it's the whole.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know about that. But yeah, May 4th, Avengers Infinity War. I mean, there's not much to say about that particular one.
Nope. Who do you think is going to die real quick? Someone's going to die.
All of them. All of them.
Every single one of them except for Spider-Man.
Yeah?
Because he has another movie coming up.
That sucks. That sucks for every single one of them.
And Thor.
Thor's not going to die?
Nah, he might lose an arm or something.
I think Thor's
dead. Nah.
Tony's dead, that's for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
See... Everyone says that. I now really want him to survive just so be like, oh, what the fuck, man? I was wrong.
I just feels like he was the first one in.
He's going to be the first one out.
First one in, first one out. He's going to keep going in order, right?
He's
going
to start
Caps next, Thor's after that.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang 2.
Don't tease me like that.
Yeah.
Don't tease me like that. Shit. Hope Val Kilmer can stay in a little bit better shape.
He's doing good now.
Oh, yeah, because he's getting ready to film Top Gun Mavericks, which is a sequel to Top Gun, if you didn't know that, by the way.
I knew that.
Reprising his role as Iceman.
Iceman.
When I was younger, I used to know their actual names. Now I'm like, no, Iceman, Maverick,
Goose. I haven't seen that movie
in years.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was a kid. Like, little kid. Last time I seen
Shit.
That
movie.
I've seen the music video for that.
For Danger Zone?
More than I've seen the actual movie.
To live on that movie. Love that
explains
movie.
A lot.
Yeah, it does.
Dangerous. That's why you love beach volleyball so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shirtless beach volleyball. The week after that, you can probably guess, probably doesn't have a whole lot in it, because why would you go up against an Avengers movie? Especially one that's, you know, obviously so wanted.
Yep.
Slender Man, I don't know if that movie is actually happening or not.
No,
last time I heard it was just shut down. But who knows what happens. May 25th, though.
Wait, the Slender Man one, is that
the actual movie? The
movie about the girls that killed them?
No, it's an actual movie about Slender Man, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about Slender Man, actually. Like, not like a biopic or whatever. It's about him being a real thing. Like, I don't... It's like he basically... Like, this one girl curses this other girl, and he comes after her. and then like her and her friends have to then find out how to stop him, and
that's gonna be stupid.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah for sure. Yeah, no, okay. They're gonna ruin that shit. Faux show.
Ruin what?
The lore though, like that, the like
lore is even stupid.
Well, granted, because people are dumb, but I like that urban myth. Like people just get all crazy about. It. Well, not the fact that like two girls.
Yeah, well, no, I get what you're saying, which is absolutely, which is fun, and there have been movies that have done that, but just because you know, watching most of that documentary with those kids, and
you not finished it?
No,
fuck, Joe, finish something.
I finished a lot of things. Mm. I finished every single Marvel Netflix show,
which is more than I can say about somebody.
More than I can say about me.
Exactly,
because I don't.
Yeah, because you're a bitch.
I've just forgotten that I started watching it. And
you should finish it. It's
but the lore, that's come out of that is just like that's bonkers, so man. Fucking stupid.
Yeah,
like
all from a Photoshop contest.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. That's what I don't think we talked about on here. But Slender Man is become this urban legend, and all it was this dude that was really good at Photoshop threw him in a bunch of old ass pictures to win a Photoshop contest online for like. Literally no reason at all.
Yeah.
He's like, I can do that. I'm going to win this because I can.
Yep.
And it just spiraled went fucking control. Total spiraled. Like, jumped and then spiraled way over there. That's how spiraled it is. Mm-hmm. Anyways, May 25th. Oh, kids, we have a good one.
Oh, what's
or
that?
Hopefully, it's a big one. Solo, a Star Wars story.
I'm hoping it'll be good.
I showed them, as you heard a little bit ago, I showed them the first picture of the cast and a sort of poster. But we were cutting down. We haven't seen any trailers. We haven't seen a teaser yet. I did not realize it was this close to coming out, so I would have thought we would have a teaser with Star Wars.
Right, because it seemed like Disney was basically going to own December,
yeah,
and just release all these things during December. And this one,
they're like, "Fuck nope. it, we're taking May."
May as well.
Yep, we're taking all of May, beginning of May, end of May, and then fuck June.
Yep.
Even though the next week after that, probably not a great choice. But Deadpool 2 comes out June 1st, which is the following week.
Which is fine. I'm gonna go see it too.
I'm gonna go see it for sure. I just don't know if that was a great choice.
It's going to be a different audience. That's
going to for sure. That. Yeah, I mean, obviously one's going to be more family based.
Yeah, there will be overlap.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
But you're not weird. Those you're not targeting
for some reason. Kids. Those two audiences are completely different people. Like the people who see Deadpool 2, like obviously there's us, but like we're like not counted because we see like everything. You have like the Deadpool fans, like hardcore fucking comic book. You know, blah. And you have like Star Wars people, and they're like, "Nah, fuck you guys!" Like Star Trek, Star Wars thing, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, we won't see that movie. That is debasing characters and does not build well. And then we like Deadpool, and I'm like, I don't think you guys understand what you're doing on here. But yeah, so it's really weird that those things are a thing. But yeah, week after is Deadpool 2. So week after that, though, January 8th or June 8th, went back in time, is Ocean's 8. Let's do a quick thumbs up, thumbs down. I did. But with the teaser and the trailer.
What'd you think?
I don't know if I want to watch this movie.
Mm.
It's not because the ladies.
I didn't watch it yet.
It's because the idea of it is not good. They're stealing a necklace from Fashion Week. And for some reason, they need high-tech hackers and things to do this. And I was like, you probably just steal it, like, just dressed as, you know.
That works. Fancy you people. Don't know anything about Fashion Week.
Obviously, I don't.
Crazy
yeah.
security there.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you go dress like one of the models and just, you know, steal it, whatever. But I don't know. Also, has Mindy Kaling in it.
Mr. Fucking like it, Criminal so. Mastermind over here.
Right.
I used to watch Criminal Minds. Does that count?
Did you watch Criminal Masterminds? Because no. It's obvious that you didn't.
It's a different movie.
That's a different
show.
Thing.
Yeah, obviously.
That show is garbage. I don't know what that is.
Obviously.
But the week after that, though. Big sequel coming out, kids. Big sequel. Incredibles 2. The long-awaited Incredibles 2, which doesn't seem like it's been should be coming out this soon, because like I feel like we just heard about it not too long ago. I know it's been in production since like the first one ended, but it's like we just heard about it being worked on. I'm like, And we got a teaser, and I was like, I guess.
Well, the
I guess
teaser so. Wasn't even anything.
Yeah, it was just, movie. Yeah. It was
you remember that teaser again. For the first one?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yeah, so
same kind of idea because that stuff wasn't in the
yeah. It was something completely different. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then another sequel. Yeah, what? Kids. Yeah, kids. Telling you, June, month of sequels. Another sequel, June 22nd, Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom.
Looks good, you know.
For yeah. Joe to say is shocking. Mike's a thumbs up. Obviously, he's worried.
I'm very worried.
But is a thumbs up.
Yeah,
because how much he loves the first one.
Pacific Rim too. I'm very worried, but I'm gonna go in enthusiastically.
Fair enough. June 29th, yet another sequel. What? Yet another sequel? Yeah, one every week in June.
Get your shit together, Hollywood.
Sicario 2, Salado,
starring Benicio del Toro
and Thanos.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Josh Brolin.
That doesn't make a lot of
sense.
It'll
be an interesting movie because just the way the first one ended, I thought it would just be that's its singular thing.
Nah, I mean, you can see the end of the first one had that.
Well, it seemed to be because it was based mostly around the girl.
The girl?
DEA agent or whatever she was. I can't remember who she was.
Emily Blunt. Yeah, that's the one.
Emily Blunt?
It was focused around her. Now this is Sicario 2. She doesn't seem to be in it at all because
is she in
reasons.
It?
No. She might make a cameo, but she's not listed as a main. But because it's Sicario 2, it's actually based around the Sicarios, and that's Benicio del Toro's job.
Yeah.
So, is that a text message you got in the middle of us recording, Mike?
Nope. I'm checking on Emily Blunt's IMDb real quick.
She is not listed as a main cast member, so she might be slight cameo in it, maybe.
If it is, it's not credited, so.
Definitely not. All right. So yeah, that movie looks fucking nuts. Looks more actiony than the first one too.
Well, because in this one they can cut him loose a little bit.
Yeah, they send him down. Because, like, I think they send him to Mexico and
just
unhook the leash and
just. You seen the Punisher? Just go be a Mexican Punisher. Yeah,
Latino Punisher. Don't say Mexican.
Yeah, that sounded real racist, man.
Yeah. What are we at?
We're at 47.
We got time. Let's go a little further into this. Nothing else that week. Just fucking garbage. July. The first week of July, July 4th. Oddly enough. The most patriotic movie you could possibly imagine. The Purge. The Island. I don't know what the premise of this is, but I'm guessing it's on an island.
Yeah.
And I'm super fucking excited.
Yeah. And it involves The Purge.
Because I love these movies. First one, ending was not great. But then they're like, you know, we don't nearly need to have anything going on this. Second and third one, just fucking madness.
Yeah.
Just the worst murders
ever. I haven't watched any of them.
Dude, you could just watch two and three and be fine. The first one gives you like this, it's a little more narrow vision because it's about a family in one house. But then the second and third one is just like fucking craziness.
The second one was about the Punisher guy?
Crossbones.
Crossbones, yeah.
No.
That was the third one?
Third one was.
He was in both of those two, wasn't he?
No.
No.
He was only in
I
one.
I thought he was a carryover guy.
He was, but it wasn't about him in the second one.
Oh, sorry.
Man, I cannot wait for this fucking... No, the second one was about him because the third one he carried over because that's where he was the protector of the one chick. So you're right. No, the focus of the second one
now
was
I do
him.
Remember
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the back. I had that mixed up with something else. The second one was him.
Was just super fun because of him.
Yeah,
because
he's basically like, yo, I didn't get chose to play the Punisher because I was already in a Marvel property. So guess what? I'm gonna be the Punisher in a different movie.
Yep.
Frank Grillo. If you guys don't know who we're talking about.
Would be interesting if he is attached to this movie.
Not.
It'd be really weird. Yeah, he's not listed.
Nope.
He's busy doing that one movie.
What movie?
Exactly.
What's the name of that one?
I don't know.
The Driver, right?
I don't know.
It was a Netflix thing.
Wheelman.
Wheelman, that's the one. That's the
Didn't
one.
That already come out?
Yeah, it was a Netflix one, right?
Yeah, that already came out.
Yeah. 2 days after that, which I don't. What day is July 4th on, by the way? Anybody know? Is it a Tuesday?
I don't know.
No, it wouldn't make sense. July 6th would be a Friday or a Wednesday. I guess July 4th could be a Wednesday.
July 4th, 2018, according to Google.
Is it Wednesday?
Is...
a Wednesday. A day? Yep. That makes sense. Because 2 days later is the 6th, and that makes it sense because Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out on July 6th. That would be a Friday following July 4th.
I will see it.
I will, too. July 13th, Mike's got one he's going to watch called Skyscraper. I may see that one in theaters. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how it goes. Also that week is Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, but I'm not going to watch that in theaters. Those movies do make me laugh because they're super inappropriate, but not enough for me to go to the theater and watch it. July 20th, Mamma Mia, the sequel, Here We Go Again. I'm sorry, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again! I didn't read it right.
Yeah,
you did. There's an exclamation mark at the end. But also the one I'm excited about that week, Alita Battle Angel.
Mm.
That's the one I'm excited about.
Looks good.
Because it looks weird as fuck.
That too.
And violent as shit.
That three.
When she slams that dude's face to that table, I was like, oh, winner, winner, robotic arms, chicken dinner. Because that chick...
Is that what they said?
It was a subtext. I don't
remember that.
Subtext. Line. You have to watch it again.
It was said at the time, just not by, you know, the speakers that
you're listening to. Yeah, yeah. You just have to pay attention more, Mike.
My bad.
Yeah. July 27th, Mission Impossible 6, which we don't know the actual name of yet because the last few haven't been called that, but we'll see. Ghost Protocol was fucking rad.
Yeah,
it was. The last couple.
Rogue Nation was fucking rad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I do know this, though.
I want to watch those now.
Tom Cruise went fucking heavy in this and got injured on set, so they had to postpone production. That shit's crazy, because that motherfucker is like, nope, do my own stunts. They're like, yo, you're like 102.
Yeah, right?
He's like, I hung off an airplane.
Like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. He's like, I did. They're like, we CG'd that in. He's like, I survived a plane crash. Again, not real. He's like, yeah, I'm real. Don't say I'm not real. We didn't say you're not real, you crazy bastard. Speaking of crazy bastards, August 3rd, I would say there's two big movies. The Predator. Shane Black written and helmed The Predator. Not Predator is Mike's second favorite Predator movie.
Go fuck yourself.
But also Equalizer 2.
Ugh.
Yeah, Denzel Washington is back.
I didn't know that was in production. I really loved the first one.
Yeah, man.
They did the thing one. That I always thought would be really cool is to have an in final like action sequence in a hardware store.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they pulled it off real well.
It makes so much sense.
He home loaned the shit out of him.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I want to see it in an auto shop. The next one in an auto shop.
That's Death Wish though. Death Wish did it.
No, yeah. But like a
in fight scene?
Yeah.
Oh, how about a car manufacturing plant?
That works, too. I'll take that.
Dang, crush a motherfucker with a car or a van or a truck. You
know Henry Cavill's in the new Mission Impossible?
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking
dope. He plays a new handler. A new CIA handler, if I'm not mistaken. He gets to rock that mustache.
Alec Baldwin's in it.
Again.
Dope.
We're going to skip August 8th because that sounds terrible to me.
Say it.
Barbie.
Boo.
With Mike's favorite female comedian.
Who's my favorite female comedian?
Come on.
I don't know who my favorite
Chelsea female. Handler?
Nope.
I don't like
Chelsea. You don't like this person either.
Who is it?
You know who this is.
I really don't know who it is. Who is it?
Are you going to be mad at me, though? I think you're going to be mad at me.
Well, you already said it.
Bro.
Amy Schumer.
Schumer? She's not my favorite.
I know. I don't know how far this is actually happening. I don't know if this actually had coming out that day or not, because last time I heard is like there's a lot of talks of who's actually going to star in everything, because like Anne Hathaway's in talks in it, Amy Schumer's in talks to be in it. I don't know who's playing Barbie, but I just think it's a terrible choice to make for a movie, but you know, whatever, running out of ideas and all. Listed here for August 10th is the remake of Scarface. I don't think that's happening.
Why would that need to be a thing?
Because it's Hollywood.
Which is fine, I guess, but
yeah,
you'd think they'd be bigger.
Oh, there's bigger fish to fry. I'm glad you brought out that, Joe. Oh, that same week, Joss. The Meg.
Oh,
The Meg,
which is
a movie about Family Guy character.
No, it's a shark movie
that wears a beanie.
No, But it has Jason Statham in it, where he fights a giant shark.
Isn't that the one?
It's a Eli prehistoric Roth shark.
He's producing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Eli Roth produced Jason Statham shark movie.
Yeah, that's right. That was the working title. Then they shrunk it down.
I didn't realize that was a thing that I wanted until
until you just said the words out loud.
So good on you, people.
Yeah.
I have my $10 ready.
The rest of August, just fucking trash, really. I mean, almost the first week is the most intriguing, and then the rest of it is just fucking garbage. But that's what we'll end it, because that ends our summer, which seems like a very lackluster end to a summertime.
We got about 5 minutes left to go.
Real
quick, I want you to give me your three favorite movies of the past year, since the year's done, basically.
The year is not done, Mike, and I don't want to make this list.
Three movies.
I don't like.
So I'm not asking for a top five. I'm only asking for three movies.
How about you ask Joe that question?
Joe.
Okay, you're going from the guy who knows all the movies to the guy who can't remember which movies were in 2017.
That's a good point. So I'm not going to hold you to this list. This is not a list that you're going to
He will hold it against you.
Compared to every, like, it's fine. If you
Guardians 2 will be on your list.
Yeah, let's make Joe's list. He gets Guardians 2.
Guardians 2, Prometheus was this past year.
Prometheus this year, earlier this year, right? February.
Alien
Covenant.
Oh, Covenant. Yeah, that's what I meant. I was going to say the sequel.
And Dunkirk. That's your top three.
See, the thing is,
Dunkirk's good, but that's not.
Yeah,
I haven't
see?
Seen it. I don't know.
How the fuck did you not see it?
I didn't want to see it. I get anxiety. I don't want to watch those movies.
I hate you so much.
I know.
You
get uncomfortable.
I think Logan's going to be on your list. I don't know if it's top three, but I know I think it's going to be on there.
It could be. It's just what else came out this year. I don't know.
I mean, we can go through the list of movies.
Guardians and Alien Covenant are spot on.
And Star Wars. You want to throw Star Wars in there? That's a safe top three for you.
It's another good one, but I don't know if it's top three.
Well, can you think of anything else that's better than it right now?
He can't think of anything this year. He said that to you.
Mad that I brought this up.
I'm not mad.
Cody, what's your top three?
I just can't think of anything.
You can go fuck yourself. Right.
What's your top three?
Yeah, Mike. Michael.
My top three, for your information, Joe.
He's stalling for time.
And Cody.
Stalling for time.
Just kidding. I don't know. I didn't really think about it either. So I'll say Get Out.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wonder Woman.
That was going to be on my list.
And Last Jedi.
Okay. I refuse to play this game.
Probably going to change if I really sit down and think about it. But
yeah, those
three are definitely in my top 10.
I'm going through the list of movies and I'm like, I cannot commit to.
You can commit.
No.
Cody's going to do Last Jedi.
Obviously.
I don't know about that.
He's Logan.
No? I don't think Logan's going to make it. I like Logan a lot.
Guardians 2.
Oh, he's definitely on there.
And so the third one has to be something to do with in space. So easy.
Something to do with in space?
Something to do with in space. You like space movies.
You know,
that Ryan Reynolds movie.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you? I think it was last year. But
see, I don't remember. No, that had to have been this past year.
No.
I think that was towards the beginning of summer this past year.
Nah, I don't think it was. That movie was fucking terrible.
Yeah, bro.
Movie was terrible.
Fucking terrible.
Bro.
Life? Was it called Life?
Life, yeah.
Yeah.
Starring Eddie Murphy?
No.
That movie was pretty good, I guess.
No. Anyway, I would say, good place to end it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Joe was almost correct. It did come out this year. But it did not come in the beginning of summer. It was in March.
It's still a fact, though.
But still a terrible fucking movie. Terrible fucking movie.
All right, call it, Cody.
That's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. Remember, watch our Facebook Live video next week's episode when we do it live where we eat super hot spicy wings.
Next year, do you want to make it our year in review? Or next year? Next week? We'll do a top 10?
It'll be the 200th episode spectacular.
And it'll be a top 10?
Yep.
For the previous year?
So do your homework, kids. Do your homework,
fuckers.
Okay.
Kids.
Top 10.
I know for a fact you saw more than 10 movies this year.
Oh,
so.
I did.
Oh, yeah. You saw so many fucking movies, bro.
I did.
Some that this guy hasn't seen.
I know.
Still to this date. Today.
Yep.
Hasn't seen. Man. I can name three right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Not gonna.
All right.
So that's it for this week's episode. Remember, next Wednesday, January 3rd, live on Facebook, we will be eating hot, spicy wings for your entertainment while answering questions, your Primarity questions, as well as the 10 we already have made up. And go back and watch the video we were going to record today in a few hours when Joe eats a super ridiculous spicy tortilla chip known as the One Chip Challenge.
Yeah.
So until next week, everybody. Comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. Fucking A.